If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
There's nothing she likes more than chewing up contestants and spitting them out in the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. And we are playing this morning with the one and only Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
very
doing great.
Good.
How are
Never
you?
Never been better.
Doing all right.
Fantastic. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture, and Katie's leaving the studio right now. I'm going to ask you these. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. $100 on the line. Here we go. Question one. Kellogg's has been an American brand since 1906 and has given us generations of nostalgic brands, but that's about to change as they're being sold to Italian company Ferrero for $3 billion. Which is not a Kellogg's product? Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, or Cheerios?
Cheerios.
Question two. Kanye West can't seem to catch a break. He's now being accused and sued by a former assistant who worked for him since 2021 of sex trafficking and sexual battery of her. Spell the word trafficking.
T-R-A-F-F-I-C-K-I-N-G.
Question three. Actor Hugh Grant has gone viral in a hilariously embarrassing way. He was at Wimbledon, and he fell asleep in the stands and slept through an entire match. One of the biggest matches of Wimbledon. In tennis, what is a score of zero called?
Love.
Question four. Superman comes out in theaters today, and it has a near-perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes, despite conservative commentators blasting it in the media for being woke. They don't like that the movie is about an immigrant who helps people and asks for nothing in return, which has always been the story of Superman. Superman lives in what fictional city?
Smallville.
Question five. Birkin bags are very expensive, but there is one Birkin bag that's about to be the most expensive. It's the very first one that was ever made in 1984. It's expected to get $10 million at auction. If it sells for 30% higher than expected, what will the price be?
$13 million.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie in here. And Jordan, what is it that you do for a living?
I work for Sac County.
You work for Sac County doing what?
Picking up the mail.
Picking up the mail. So you're a
but not dropping it off.
Sometimes we have inner office, so we go all over Sacramento and downtown. So
okay, inner office.
But so is that not a mailman? You're not a mailman.
I do the mail, but I'm not officially like a post office mail.
I think a mailman delivers the well. Okay.
Mail person.
Okay.
Katie, it's 2025.
Right. It's 2025.
All right, Jordan, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. Question one. Kellogg's has been an American brand since 1906.
Okay.
But that's about to change because they are being sold to Italian company Ferrero. Am I saying that right?
Is that like Ferrero Rocher?
I think so.
Okay.
For $3 billion, which is not a Kellogg's product. Frosted Flakes,
okay.
Fruit Loops,
okay.
Or Cheerios?
Cheerios.
That is correct.
I believe that is a General Mills product.
That is a General Mills product. Question two, Kanye, this poor guy, poor Kanye.
Everybody says that.
He's now being accused and sued by a former assistant who worked for him since 2021 of sex trafficking and sexual battery.
Okay.
So we'll see how that shakes out. Spell the word trafficking.
Trafficking. TRAFFICKING.
That is correct. Question three. Actor Hugh Grant hilariously went viral for the most embarrassing thing. He was at Wimbledon and he fell asleep in the stands during one of the games. And it, like, the video is him like doing that thing where, remember when you were falling asleep in class and your like head would just like keep like going down and then you'd snap back up and then you'd go down and snap back up.
I mean, I don't know that that's the most embarrassing thing.
He's sitting like two or three seats away from the Queen of England.
Oh,
and
God.
It's like... Anyway, in tennis, what is a score of zero called?
Love.
Yes, love. All right. Question four. Superman comes out in theaters today. It has a near perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll have a review up this afternoon on my Instagram. Conservative commentators, though, are blasting it in the media, saying that the movie is woke. And their key complaint is they don't like that it's a movie about an immigrant who helps people and asks for nothing in return.
I'm sure that's not what they're saying.
That is what they're saying.
We don't like these immigrant doesn't ask for things in return.
Well, I'm summing up. They are very upset about the emphasis on him being an immigrant, which he is. And I'm summing up what they don't like about his behavior, which is essentially helping people. Superman lives in what fictional city?
Metropolis.
That is the correct answer. Jordan, I'm not going to accept Smallville because that's not technically a city. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, right. Question five. Birkin bags are very expensive, but there's one Birkin bag that's about to be the most expensive. It's the one that was made in 1984. It's the very first Birkin bag.
Okay.
It's going to sell, expected, for $10 million at auction. If it sells for 30% higher than expected, what will that price be?
Oh, God. $17
million? Mm-mm. No. $13 million is the answer there. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Final score. You both got four.
Ooh,
it's a tie.
It's a tie.
All righty. Sorry about that. Question four. We consulted with our judges, and yeah, Metropolis was the right answer we were looking for. So we're going to have $20 as the jackpot tomorrow. Jordan, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie is correct.